Today we are beginning our fall preaching series entitled Just Like Jesus, and over the next couple months we're going to be looking at the heart of Jesus and be challenged to be just like Jesus. We start today with a message entitled A Compassionate Heart. A Compassionate Heart. And Lori shared a number of stories of Jesus and his compassionate heart, and we're going to share another one here. It's a short text, Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, we find this account. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourselves to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. I've spent much of my life studying Jesus, and I've learned early on that if I want to know what God is like, I need to look at Jesus, because he is the exact representation of God. That's what Hebrews tells us. He's the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being. And so as a follower of Jesus Christ, I want to know as much as I can about Jesus. And I want to become more and more like Jesus. He is my hero, my goal. And friends, I can tell you that I have a long way to go yet. A long way to go. Jesus has qualities that I admire and struggle to have and hold on to. And one of them is compassion. And I know you're thinking, come on, pastor, you know, you're a pastor, you have to be compassionate. And I would hope that I am, but I want to know that I am. I want to have a compassionate heart all the time, just like Jesus. Lately, I have been looking at hands. My hands are growing old. I'm thinking that this dark spot on my left hand is probably my first liver spot. So sometimes my fingers don't work like they should, and I have to type a lot, so that becomes a little bit awkward. My hands get rough, and so I have to put lotion on them to try and keep them smooth because they continually dry out. My wife still enjoys holding my hand, so I'm grateful for that, and I enjoy holding hers. But I've also begun noticing other people's hands. So if you catch me staring at your hands, you'll understand why. My father is 93 years old now, and he has worked with his hands his whole life. His hands are hardened. They're calloused and stiff. His finger joints are bulky. His hands don't work like they used to. But those weathered, worn-out hands provided for our family over many years. Often those hands were covered with oil or gas or grease as my father made a living as a mechanic. And now as he nears the end, those hands remind me of the faithfulness of my father to go to work every day using those hands. Our hands really tell the stories of our lives. What do you think Jesus' hands were like? By the time of the Gospels, Jesus is in his early 30s. Probably since he was a boy, he helped his father in the carpenter shop working with wood and with stone. Do you think his hands were soft and supple by the time he reached 30, or maybe a little more hard and calloused after years of working in the carpentry shop? We know, of course, that eventually those hands would be pierced with nails. But what about in Matthew chapter 8, in the story we just read? We know how important touch was to Jesus, but what did his hands say about his heart? Were his hands the hands of conflict, or were they hands of compassion? I think we could all agree that they were hands of compassion. Why? Because he had a heart of compassion. One touch in this story, one touch made all the difference. A touch that resulted from a compassionate heart. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, we have the story of a man who receives a compassionate touch from Jesus. He makes one appearance, has one request, and receives one touch. But that one touch changed his life forever. And I wonder if his story went something like this. For 5 years, no one touched me. No one. Not one person. Not my wife, not my child, not my friends. No one touched me. They saw me. They spoke to me. I sensed love in their voices. I saw concern in their eyes. But I didn't feel their touch. There was no touch, not once. No one touched me. What is common to you, I coveted handshakes, warm embraces, a tap on the shoulder to get my attention. Such moments were taken from my world. No one touched me. No one bumped into me. What would I have given to be bumped into, to be caught in a crowd, for my shoulder to brush against another's? But for 5 years, it didn't happen. How could it? I wasn't allowed on the streets. Even the rabbis kept their distance from me. I was not permitted in my synagogue, not even welcome in my own house. I was untouchable. I was a leper, and no one touched me until today. You see, friends, in Scripture, leprosy was the most dreaded disease. Certain types of leprosy would numb the nerve endings, leading to a loss of fingers and toes and a whole foot or a whole hand. Leprosy was death by inches, and leprosy required quarantining. Remember that word from a few years back, right? Quarantining? That's what leprosy was all about. Separation, banishment to a leper colony. A leper in Jesus' day was the ultimate outcast. Cut off from family, cut off from the community, from everyone. Life without touch until Jesus. In our text, we see an encounter that showcases Jesus' deep compassion and the healing power of his touch. Jesus meets a man suffering from leprosy, a condition that not only affects the body, but also isolates individuals from their loved ones and society. The first point we want to make today is simply this. A compassionate heart begins with a listening ear. A compassionate heart begins with a listening ear. The leper's heartfelt plea for healing speaks to our own struggles and the universal longing for connection and acceptance. This touching story encourages us to think about the true meaning of compassion and how a simple touch can heal wounds that go beyond the physical. But it begins by hearing that cry for help. And Jesus heard the cry of help from this leper. It's seeing people through eyes of compassion. It's listening with our ears open and having a heart of compassion. Notice that the leper approached Jesus with deep need and faith. He said, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." At this point, the leper is trusting that Jesus would see him as a person, as someone who was made in the image of God, a creation of God. He was hoping to be seen as the beloved of God. No one else saw him that way. No one saw him that way. But maybe Jesus would. And notice the man didn't ask Jesus to heal him. He knew he could heal him. And that's why he said, "Lord, if you're willing." He knew that Jesus could heal him. The man had great faith. When we begin to see others through eyes of compassion, you know what? People of great faith stand out. They really do. They stand out. They shine like light in the darkness. And Jesus didn't ignore the man, didn't turn a deaf ear to this man's request. He didn't dismiss him saying, "You know, don't bother me now." His compassionate heart led him to have ears to hear the cry for help. And once he heard that cry, his heart of compassion took over. His heart of compassion took over. You know, friends, we hear every day the cry for help, do we not? Money for children with cancer or animals that are malnourished, or the needs for shelter for homeless and food for those who have food insecurity. We can become bombarded with the cries for help. And we begin to think, "I can't help everybody," and we end up helping nobody. Sometimes we can be so insensitive. In a Winnie the Pooh cartoon, Pooh Bear is walking along the riverbank. And Eeyore, his stuffed donkey friend, suddenly appears floating downstream, on his back of all things, obviously troubled about the possibility of drowning. Pooh calmly asks if Eeyore had fallen in. Trying to appear in complete control, the anguished donkey answers, Silly me, wasn't it? Who overlooks his friend's pleading eyes and remarks that Eeyore should be more careful? In greater need than ever, Eeyore politely thanks him for the advice, and almost with a yawn, Pooh Bear notices, I think you are sinking. With that as his only hint of hope, drowning Eeyore asks Pooh if he would mind rescuing him. So Pooh pulls him from the river. Eeyore apologizes for being such a bother, and Pooh, still very much unconcerned, yet ever so courteous, responds, "Don't be silly. You should have said something sooner." Aren't we a lot like the Pooh Bear? Aren't we like that? We hear the cries for help, and we think, let someone else help them. Let someone else take care of them. But Jesus in that moment would have jumped into the river and gotten poor Eeyore out of the river. He had a heart of compassion. The leper said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Our next point today is this: a compassionate heart requires action. And that came through in our kids' sermon today very well. A compassionate heart requires action. It's not enough to simply hear the cry for help. You have to do something about it. We have to take action. In verse 3, before Jesus said anything, he took action. He reached out and he touched the leper. The man who had not been touched for 5 years. Jesus reaches out and touches him. But Jesus did something he longed for years. Not only did he touch him, but he took action to heal him. His example of compassion in action. When he meets a man with leprosy, someone shunned by society, Jesus doesn't just speak comforting words. He took action, and he physically touched him. Someone who hadn't been touched in years. This is significant. Because in our story about Pooh and Eeyore, Pooh doesn't take action to help Eeyore until Eeyore basically begs him to. And too often, we are more like Pooh than we are like Jesus. Jesus was quick to action where Pooh was slow, almost unwilling. Compassion is not a feeling, it's a choice to connect with and help and alleviate the sufferings of others. And that's exactly what Jesus did. By touching this man, having compassion on him, he showed that he was loved and valued. He treated him with caring words and kindness and support. Just like Jesus, we too have to take action. I heard the story of a reporter visiting a small community of Roman Catholic lay workers in Northern California that takes in and cares for babies who are dying of AIDS. The reporter was talking with a woman who was holding a pathetically small baby girl that was obviously very ill. And the reporter asked about the baby. The woman said, well, her mother was a prostitute, a heroin addict, and she didn't want a baby. The baby was born addicted to heroin and infected with AIDS. Then she added, the baby will probably die soon. Well, then why do you do this, the reporter asked. I mean, why do you bring her up here to your community if she's going to die very shortly? And the woman responded without hesitation, so she will know life in all its fullness. And the reporter was taken aback. He was incredulous, and with a tone of cynicism in his voice, he said, how can this pitiful baby know life in all its fullness? And the caring shepherd of the baby said, she will know that there are people in this world who love her. That is what everyone needs to know, isn't it? That there are people in this world that love them. And that's what compassion does. It takes us to action so that we can let people know that there is someone in this world that loves them. And that leads to our third and final point. Compassion leads to lasting change. Jesus didn't just touch the leper. Jesus didn't say, I am willing, and then move away or go somewhere else. He actually healed the man. He took him, he touched him, and he healed him. Immediately, it says in verse 3, he was cured of his leprosy. This is not a temporary healing. This was a permanent healing. a genuine healing that will last. In fact, Jesus even says, hey, why don't you go and show yourself to the priest, you know, and take the gift you need to offer, because you've been healed, and your healing's going to last. Jesus demonstrated the lasting impact of compassion by healing a man with leprosy. Not only did he heal him physically, but I think he restored his dignity, that he restored him as a person, as someone of value, someone who is loved by God, someone who was untouchable and now embraced others. This healing really gave the leper his life back. We can apply this lesson of compassion in our lives each day by engaging with those who maybe are marginalized or overlooked in our communities. Maybe those who are poor, or those who are hurting, or those who are dealing with mental health struggles. Maybe we could just be compassionate and care for them, create positive change in their lives. By embodying Christ's compassion, our actions lead to lasting change, can lead to lasting change, much like the healing that changed the life of the leper. I want you to listen to Max Lucado. In his book entitled Just Like Jesus, he shares about this story. Listen to how Max summarizes the compassionate heart of Jesus. Max writes, "The touch did not heal the disease, you know. The infection was banished by a word from Jesus. The loneliness, however, was treated by a touch from Jesus. Oh, the power of a godly touch. Haven't you known it? The doctor who treated you, or the teacher who dried your tears? Was there a hand holding yours at a funeral? Another on your shoulder during a trial? A handshake of welcome at a new job? A pastoral prayer for healing? Haven't we known the power of a godly touch? Can't we offer the same?" Max continues, "Many of you already do. Some of you have the master touch of the physician, physician himself. You can use your hands to pray over the sick, ministry to the weak. And if you aren't touching them personally, your hands are writing letters, dialing phones, baking pies. You have learned the power of touch. But others of us tend to forget. Our hearts are good, it's just that our memories are bad. We forget how significant a touch can be. We fear saying the wrong thing or using the wrong tone or acting the wrong way. So rather than do it incorrectly, we do nothing at all. Aren't we glad Jesus didn't make the same mistake? If your fear of doing the wrong thing prevents you from doing anything, keep in mind the perspective of the lepers of this world. They aren't picky. They aren't finicky. They're just lonely. And they are yearning for a godly touch. Jesus touched the untouchables of the world. Will you do the same?" You know, friends, I don't know if my hands resemble Jesus' hands, but I sure want my heart to resemble his, full of compassion. And so my prayer is that my heart would be moved to compassion just like Jesus, and that he would use these hands to bring a godly touch to the hurting and the lonely and the lost of this world. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, "Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble." In other words, be just like Jesus. As we reflect on this message, let us consider how we can show compassion in our own lives. How can you and I have a compassionate heart just like Jesus? In a world filled with division, we are encouraged to follow Christ's example by reaching out to love, reaching out with love to those in need. Let every act of kindness and understanding remind others of the value of God's love. Let us create spaces of healing and acceptance, allowing God's compassion to flow through us and touch those around us. Next week, we'll consider another quality of Jesus that we aspire to as we continue this preaching series. But may God bless us with opportunity to bring a godly touch to someone's life this week. And if you think about it, this is a great week for that to happen, as many of us will be participating in the Slanko Fair and be among the community, an opportunity to show compassion, to let someone go in front of you in line, or to say a kind word that might lift someone's troubled spirit. an amazing week to put God's word into practice as we seek to have a compassionate heart just like Jesus.